Welcome back to the What I Live For podcast. My name is Willa Gillis, and thank you for joining me on this. This is actually the first episode. The other one was an introduction, but I wanted to come on here and talk about just my weight loss story in general. I'm sure a lot of people have heard it, and there are some people who have not heard it, but back in 2011, January 6th, 2011, I used to weigh 492 pounds, and I made a decision on that day to decide to lose weight. Not many people know the story, but on January 5th of that same year, 2011, I downloaded a app called Lose It. Now I use my Fitness Pal, but I used to use Lose It, and I wanted to do an experiment. I wanted to see how many calories was I eating in one day before I actually, just to see how much I was eating in one day. So I downloaded the app, and as the day went on, my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, my snacks, I would put in all these calories. And what I came to find out by that evening was that I was eating 3 to 4 times more than the average person should be eating. The average person should be eating around 2,000 calories. I think I was eating close to like 4 to 6,000 calories. Like it was ridiculous. So kind of that night, I kind of slept on it, and then I woke up the next morning and I told my wife, I want to go ahead and try to lose weight. I want to try and see if I can lose weight and just see if this would work. If it doesn't work, then, so be it. If it does, then, no harm, no foul. So January 6th, 2011 is when I started to lose weight. My wife decided she wanted to do it too, because she's like, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it too. So I tracked all my food. I went to the gym actually that first day on January 6th. I think I was on a treadmill for maybe 10 minutes. That's all I could take because I was 492 pounds. So I continued with my diet and my exercise. I got, I spent more and more time on the treadmill, going from, 10 minutes to 15 to 20 minutes. As I was doing that, I learned a new hack. I was always watching TV, when I was at home, just laying on the couch. So I was like, if I bring my iPhone or my iPad, I can't remember what I had at that point. Put it on the treadmill, watch an episode, like a 30-minute episode or a 42-minute episode of a TV show, then that would be my exercise for the day. And, I mean, that's what I did. And within the first 6 months, I lost 100 pounds. And then by the end of that year, December of 2011, I had lost 200 pounds. And I can't remember how much my wife lost at that point, but I think she had lost at least 100, I think, in that first year. So I can't speak for her, but that's what I think that happened. So, like I said, the first year I lost 200 pounds, and it took me until almost the second year to lose another 100 pounds, like September of the 2012 to lose the other 100 pounds. And I ended up losing 300 pounds, and I got from 492 pounds to 192 pounds. Which is kind of crazy because, like, I did all of that with just my diet, and then I was just doing strict cardio. And that's the one regret I do have, is I wish I would have done more strength training when I was initially losing weight. And so the smallest I've been is 192. And I sustained that for a little bit, but it didn't last too long. Like, I got up to 215. Because I think my body just could not take 192, because I was just, skin and bones. And I kept with 215 for a while, for at least a year or year and a half. And then in 2014, I ended up having to go into the hospital, to the emergency room, because my gallbladder stopped functioning. And I the doctor told me that it was probably a result of how much weight I was losing and how fast I lost it. So I had to get my gallbladder removed, And then I started slowly noticing between 2014 and 2016 that I was gaining weight slowly. Like, and I was still on track with my food and things like that. And I just didn't know what was going on. So part of it was, you know, the gallbladder issue, and part of it was probably just me just slipping back into old habits. So, you know, right now I'm recording this on Sunday, October 7th, 2018. And I think the last time I weighed in, I think I weighed like 324. And it's not the heaviest I've been since I lost weight the initial time, but it's not the weight I want to be at. But, like, you know, I'm trying to lose weight again. But I find myself slipping back into old habits and just trying to not want to track my food and things like that. So this is essentially what this podcast is going to be about. It's just me talking about things I'm dealing with in regards to weight loss and my food and my exercise and things like that. So, but essentially I lost 300 pounds at one point. I gained about 100 plus back. And I'm slowly trying to lose it again. Initially my wife lost, 200 pounds, altogether. So we both lost about 500 pounds between the two of us. And, you know, losing weight was good, but I think that when you lose that much weight, you focus on the end goal. You don't focus on, I'm going to be healthier, blah, blah, blah. Like, you shouldn't focus on a number. And I think initially I focused on 200, and then I got down 192. And then, like, I don't think you have to focus on a number to lose weight. I think you just need to focus on how you feel and, do you feel comfortable in your own body, in your own skin. So, you know, I just think that, weight loss is already hard enough. So, like, you just have to break those old habits that you have. Like, if you have an issue with food, like I do, I've had an issue with binge eating before. I still do to a certain extent, but you have to fix that stuff first. You have to fix the stuff that, is going to trigger you to gain weight. And, you know, I didn't deal with that stuff, and I ended up gaining weight back. So, that's where I'm at now. I'm trying to just work on eating better and things like that, and not letting those old habits slip in. So, but I just want to get on here and talk about just my weight loss journey. So far, like I said, I'm 324 pounds today. As of last Wednesday, I was 324. I hadn't weighed myself yet. But that's what I'm working on right now. So I would like to know what you guys are working on. So if you would like to contact me, just send me a message on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @WillieGillis, just my name spelled out. Just DM me and let's have a conversation about just like where I can help you with your weight loss. Because, you know, I know how to lose weight, and, you know, I'm still having issues with trying to lose weight, but I know how to lose weight. It's all a mental game with me. So, like I said, just DM me. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. This is actually the first one. So just let me know how this is. Like, I'm a work in progress. I'm not the greatest person to talk, but I figured I just want to put something out that was my own that I can have a way to vent and just talk about the things that are going on in my head. So, other than that, hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Not sure when the next one's going to be out, but, it will be very soon. So thank you for listening, and hope you have a good day.